This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they're at, around the world, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers too, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, not to forget about the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we have to offer over there. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Captain's America at Captain's America. All right, and here he is, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. How you doing there, Kyle?
Doing great, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I always watch the Talking Head shows that I can catch on Sunday, and one show that I was able to really focus in on because I wanted to hear what the Senator Tom Cotton had to say was CBS's Face the Nation. Now, this is the interview part of it. We'll play the opening part here that he had, and I want you to listen to the questions and listen to a couple of answers here. Here we go.
We turn now to Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton. In addition to serving on the Intelligence and Armed Services Committee, he has also written a new book called Sacred Duty, A Soldier's Tour at Arlington National Cemetery. Good morning and happy Father's Day, Senator.
Good morning, Margaret. Thanks for having me on.
You have long been defined as a hawk on Iran. You see these recent attacks. These are commercial vessels, not military installations. What kind of response is warranted?
Well, Iran for 40 years has engaged in this kind of attacks, going back to the 1980s. In fact, Ronald Reagan had to reflag a lot of vessels going through the Persian Gulf and ultimately take military action against Iran in 1988. These unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike.
Are you're comparing the tanker war in the 80s to now and saying that that's the kind of military response you want to see?
We can make a military response in a time and in a manner of our choosing, but yes.
Now, you heard what he said, right, Kyle?
Oh, yes.
He's talking about the freedom of the seas. He's talking about the rules of the seas. He's talking about freedom of navigation in international waters. You can use whatever measures you have to use to defend yourself, whatever it is that you happen to be defending yourself with, in the middle of international waters. That is a plain and simple fact. No president needs permission from anybody, their Congress or otherwise, to do that. So, I submit to you that I know the president is aware of this. I know that our military is aware of this. What happens if they fire a missile at one of our planes and they get lucky, or they fire a missile at one of our ships and they get lucky? What happens then?
Well, Captain, of course, you know, the idea, as you mentioned, is that you're on the high seas engaging in lawful activity or shipping, commercial shipping lanes and so forth. That's one of the major charges of the United States Navy, is to help keep those shipping lanes open all over the world in many cases. But right, if something happens and our forces are attacked, I think the president has every single right to retaliate and take whatever measures are necessary in order to, A, stabilize the situation, and, B, perhaps go after the Iranian military in such a way that they can't do the same kind of attack again. Now, of course, what some in the media and other critics might try to bring in is the idea of the War Powers Act, that somehow you're going to war.
Does not apply.
No, exactly.
For a one-time retaliatory strike.
Exactly, because it's a response to what Iran is doing. And quite frankly, Captain, I'm scratching my head, as I'm sure a lot of people are, as to the reluctance to be able to actually do something about Iran. What more do we need than to have Iran going up and attaching or putting mines onto oil tankers, of all things, either trying to sink it, and by the same token would also cause a major environmental disaster at the same time. At what point is it going to be enough for people to say, do something about it?
We didn't see him do it. We saw him take the mines off the one tanker, correct?
Correct, yes.
All right. But here's the other thing, okay? And people have to understand this. And I'm trying to be as sensible as anybody, because I've been in war. War is not something that you take lightly. But somebody's going to get killed one of these times with one of these mines. Then you got a different story altogether. And one of these nations that have their tankers flagged. And oh, by the way, these were not oil tankers. One was an LPG, natural gas tanker. The other one had a load of methanol on. One was flagged by Japan. The other was flagged by Norway. But the fact of the matter is, you had a crew that was held for a couple of days that kind of got some people's ire up. And they were finally released, and they went back to where they came out of, the port they came out of over the weekend. That's fine. But we cannot, and I remember 1988. I remember what Ronald Reagan did the first time. They took out two oil platforms that were sticking out in the Persian Gulf that belonged to Iran. That's the first thing they did. And hold that thought, Kyle, because here comes the music. Yes, folks, when we come back, I'm going to go take you back to 1988 and tell you what happened not once but twice. And Iran got quiet and stayed quiet for almost 30 years. Almost 30 years. Oh, well. Except, of course, for the Iranian hostage situation. But I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by a brand new sponsor. It's called Relief Factor. I know you've heard about it before, but I have a personal story about Relief Factor, too. I've been using it for a little bit more than 2.5 years, almost 3 years now. In my particular case, ladies and gentlemen, I've been shot, stabbed, blown up, burned, buried alive, and broken a lot of bones, including my back twice. Arthritis is my worst enemy right now. And I used to take Mobic and I used to take Flexeril. Some of you know what those medications are. And I couldn't stand it. So then I went to taking Aleve. And that gets to the point to where if you take too many of them, because I was having to take them twice a day and sometimes three times a day, the most the doctor would let me, you'd have a problem with that eventually with your stomach and your innards, as they like to say. So it's 100% drug-free. It's got all natural ingredients. They've been testing it at a clinic for about 15 years. And with my testimony here telling you what I know, I'm going to suggest that you try the starter pack of $19.95 and see what it does for you if you're having problems like I've had. Now, the website is simply ReliefFactor.com/TheCaptain, ReliefFactor.com/TheCaptain, or you can go to my website, TheCaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. There's a nice link there with a video that you can see about the product, and it's from Pete, the owner, and his son is also in partnership with him, and I like father and son businesses, and see what you think, all right? Tell them the captain sent you, and by the way, could just click on that link, ReliefFactor.com/TheCaptain, and you'll go right there. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Steve Scalise has said that the U.S. sanctions against Iran are working and have become very effective. Well, I think there's a lot of truth to that by what we're seeing.
Absolutely, because, you know, as we've been watching Iran, they are becoming more and more desperate. I think they're trying to use everything that they can find in order to try to get the European countries to try to not follow the lead of the United States on these issues. But of course, all this seems to boil down to, Captain, that of course the President Trump, pulled out of the nuclear deal that was negotiated by Obama and then Secretary of State John Kerry. It was a terrible deal. It was not the kind of deal I think that the U.S. really could rely on, and the President decided not to adhere to it any longer. And so Iran, knowing that they had a great deal for them, it would seem, they've just kind of gone off the deep end with all of this. And now, Captain, we're even hearing that many Democrats are somehow trying to blame Donald Trump for the fact that these attacks on these tankers have even occurred.
Well, that's ridiculous, and I know where they're going with that. That's the John Kerry secret behind the door theory that we've been hearing about for some time. And if they're going to play that game, then we're going to play the game a lot tougher and a lot rougher back on them, because they're the ones that created the problem to begin with. Because I made the earlier statement that it had been 30 years since Ronald Reagan did what he did. It's actually been 20 years, and it started up pretty much under Barack Obama big time. Of course, during the war in Iraq, they were there because the Shias were going against the Sunnis, and the Shias saw an opportunity, and Iran saw an opportunity to take control of Iraq.
Well, exactly. And you mentioned about Reagan. And, of course, Reagan acted in a very decisive way, the reflagging of the tankers.
Not once, but twice, Kyle.
Right. Well, exactly.
The first time they reflagged the tankers, you're right, so they could escort them to the Straits of Hormuz. They tried to sink several of the tankers. They tried several attacks. They were thwarted back each time they did that. And, oh, by the way, we took out two of their oil platforms to send them a message. That didn't give them the message. They decided to shoot at some of our planes, and they shot at one of our ships. Well, guess what? We then took out two more oil platforms and destroyed their fast boat base that they had. Remember that?
Oh, yes, exactly.
And they got very quiet and stayed that way.
Well, right, and that's because you have to deal decisively with an organized, determined enemy, as it were, that is looking to not be able to get things resolved with diplomacy, et cetera. And this is what they've run into with President Trump. And like I was saying, I think they thought they had a sweetheart of a deal under Obama, and that's why they're just absolutely losing.
Well, we now know that there's a report out there yet to be confirmed, but it is a report that actually Iran got another $1.3 billion that nobody knew about until this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. I can't imagine. Can you imagine what it means to send $150 billion, I would like to say, an unmarked bills or something on an airplane in the middle of the night to Tehran, and not even kind of worry where that money's really going to go? And, of course, it's going to wind up in the hands of their terrorist agents.
Now, Nancy Pelosi said that Americans don't have the appetite to have a war with Iran. There may be some truth to that. But then AOC chimed in yesterday, and she said that she's warning about the real risk of the president's reelection because of the leadership of Nancy Pelosi. It ain't working in the Democratic Party, according to AOC.
Well, exactly. But, of course, Ocasio-Cortez and the other so-called progressives, they are coming from a very myopic, viewpoint, as it were. And in many ways, even as much as Pelosi spars with the president or ties up with the president or the Republicans, the real idea here is to try to get a candidate who can connect with real people. I don't think the American people are looking for a full-on so-called progressive or, let's say, socialist agenda that AOC and Bernie Sanders and others are.
You mentioned the word socialism with the American people, and it's not going to fly. It'll fly with a few, but not very many. And I'll tell you what, even these polls that they come out with, you look and see where it says, well, 50% of the country likes socialism. Take a look at who did it and take a look at who they're polling.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because it's not average, run-of-the-mill Americans.
No, it's not. And, you know, as you mentioned, Pelosi said the American people have no stomach for war, but the American people have no wish to become socialists. And so you've got a very vocal, small group of people that are now helping to get into the Congress and get a platform and this kind of thing, and Bernie Sanders and everything's going to be free. All that is just a bait and switch. We've seen it so many times in history. And what the American people are hungry for in any election cycle, especially the presidential election cycle, is they want to hear from candidates what they're going to do, how it's going to better the country, and how it's going to give them more opportunity, not how they're going to dole out and tax the rich and all this other kind of, all these euphemisms that we hear. And that's where the competition would be in 2020. Right now, President Trump can simply run away with it because he's the only one, Captain, giving the people the idea that there's opportunity, there are better days ahead.
That's true. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. You hear me talk to him several times a week. You'll hear me talking to him every night this week, six nights, because he's on the clock for six nights this week. Now, Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, is going to be talking to our foreign allies and leaders all around the globe, if you will, Europe certainly, NATO allies, as well as in the Middle East, to get some support for whatever it is that they've got planned or cooked up next against Iran. Certainly it's going to be more sanctions or certainly more resolutions, maybe from the UN, before they go and do something else. But all I'm saying is that if they fire at one of our ships or fire at one of our planes, and I don't even think they have to hit it. I think all they got to do is come close, that there's going to be retaliatory action sooner rather than later against wherever the missile came at from them.
Well, right. And I think it's important to point out, too, Captain, that over the last many, many years, we've seen when it comes to military confrontation, whether it be in the manner that you're talking about here, a quick retaliation to some kind of warlike maneuver, typically everything has been run lock, stock, and barrel out of the White House, and there's been a lot of politics attached to it. But the Iranian regime, I think, is going to see that they're going to be very reminiscent of Ronald Reagan under President Trump, because President Trump, I think, has a philosophy of, you're the military, you get attacked, you do what you need to do in order to protect yourself and stabilize the situation and save American lives, protect American interests, and it's not going to be so much of a political animal as it is going to be a take care of business kind of situation, and the Iranian regime would do very well to remember that at this point, I believe.
Not everyone's going to agree what I'm going to say, and I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to repeat it. We may not be right, but in this particular case, if they fire at us and they get lucky and hit us, we must retaliate. If they fire at us and we miss, or they miss and don't hit us, but they come close, or we shoot down one of their things coming at us, we must retaliate. That's an act of war, and we cannot. And by the way, freedom of the seas out on the high sea. Here we go again. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, there's a lot more stuff going on. You know, Trump Heights is now in existence. Yep, Trump Heights. We'll talk about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why shout good?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News.
Tensions between the United States and Iran remain high after attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CBS's Face the Nation that the United States does not want to go to war, but will take every step necessary to guarantee safe shipping.
I will concede there are countries that just wish this would go away, and they want to act in a way that is counterfactual. No one disputes that this is the Islamic Republic of Iran taking these actions to deny this international waterway and the freedom of navigation that is a fundamental right of every country to travel through that. I've seen no one deny it.
Up to 2 million people had gathered in the streets of Hong Kong today to demonstrate against a Chinese extradition measure. The protesters are now calling for the resignation of top official Carrie Lam. They also want the police to be held accountable for recent police brutality, and they want the extradition law to be completely scrapped, not just suspended. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. You know, you can get a great ride with a personal touch. Ask about insurance for more than just your car, too, because they'll insure your car, your truck. They'll insure your boat. They'll insure your motorcycle, your ATV, your RV, even your snowmobile. And how about that boat trailer? They'll insure that, too. And they can even help you with your homeowners or renters insurance at your local GEICO insurance agent's office. Now, two ways to find out about them. Number one, go to the phone book. Look up under insurance, see if it says GEICO. Number two, go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and see if what you can find out there, because they will definitely get it done for you. That's what they do, and they've been insuring me for quite a while now. And I will tell you this, I wouldn't be talking about GEICO if they didn't mean something to me and they weren't able to do what they said they were going to do, just like I just told you about Relief Factor. I do not put my name on things that don't work or aren't the way they say they are. That's not what I do. That's my name. That's my reputation out there. So check them out, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. See if they can save you a bunch of money like they did me. All right, Kyle, how you doing?
Doing great, Captain.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. Now, Bill de Blasio, who we've got these, you know, on Wednesday and Thursday of this week, we're going to hear from the Democrats, correct?
Oh, that's right, for their debate. Yeah.
Yeah, and the way they've got this split up is kind of neat. And I'll get into that in a second because I got the list right here. Who's going to be on Wednesday and who's going to be on Thursday? And they were very careful not to put the top contenders against each other. But listen to what Bill de Blasio had to say here for just a second.
I'm going to ask you a pointed question because we had this conversation once, and I'm assuming you're going to be consistent. You said to me on the circus, you said, the Democratic Party is not going to nominate or shouldn't nominate a moderate, correct?
Yeah.
Joe Biden's a moderate.
Yeah.
Correct? So there's now a kind of a top tier, which of the candidates. I just want to ask you the question. Bernie Sanders is not a moderate, right?
No.
Elizabeth Warren's not a moderate,
no.
Right?
Okay. This is the easiest quiz I've ever been taken.
I'm just curious about like the people that ask you for your assessment of who you sort of ruled Joe Biden out in our previous conversation. You said Democratic Party should not and will not nominate a moderate. Joe Biden is a moderate, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We've done this. So we did it. You know, so I love the way he's questioning. We did this.
Well, this is a larger...
It was videoed.
Like, here we are at this table. So I ask you, who else falls into the category among these leading candidates? Is Kamala Harris a moderate? Mayor Pete a moderate? Look, are they ruled out?
I am not moderate. I'm not here to go candidate by candidate. Let's be clear about the point. The underlying point is what matters. I'm glad you're entertained. It's like Gladiator. Are you not entertained? Right?
All right. Well, de Blasio's not there to talk about anybody else, and he was yet agreeing with what the commentator was saying, because he's got to be this man all by himself, and with 0.5%, what are you going to be?
Yeah, real, real good question.
And how he got into the debate at all is beyond me, because he was way down near the bottom. But listen to this. Listen to this list. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, here's who didn't get in. Montana Governor Steve Bullock, former Senator Mike Gravel, Miramar Mayor Wayne Massom, and by the way, this is being held in Miami, and Representative Seth Moulton did not reach the polling or fundraising qualification requirements. Now, on Wednesday, we'll have Cory Booker, Julian Castro, Bill de Blasio, John Delaney, Tulsi Gabbard, Jay Inslee, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Tim Ryan, and Elizabeth Warren. That's the Wednesday crew. Your thought about that so far?
Well, you know, they want to be able to, number one, be able to take some different shots at some of these other candidates, and if they're not on the stage, they have to find a way to bring them up in whatever response they give.
Well, here's the Thursday crew. Michael Bennett, Joe Biden, Pete the Mayor Butt, and by the way, that's my new name for him, Mayor Pete Butt, Kirsten Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, John Hickenlooper, Bernie Sanders, Eric Swalwell, Marianne Williamson, and Andrew Yang. And how Marianne Williamson and Andrew Yang got into that is totally beyond me. Same with Swalwell. How the hell did he get in there?
Yeah, real good question. You know, he's not exactly a household name. He's been on a lot of TV talk shows talking about the Mueller report and impeachment and all this other kind of stuff. And I think a lot of people are going to find him to be sort of a one-note kind of a player here.
Well, they say to qualify by polling, a candidate need to receive at least 1% of support in more than 3 national or early state polls from a select list of organizations and institutions. And I question some of the names that are there on that alone. And then, to qualify by fundraising, a candidate must have received donations from at least 65,000 unique individual donors. Additionally, they must have had a minimum of 200 unique donors per state in at least 20 states. Now, the next series of debates they have, they've changed the rules to make it tougher to get into the debate.
Yes, they have. And so, as you mentioned, Captain, the 65,000 unique donors, well, that's actually quite a lot. And I think,
well, if I give him $1, he's got a donor, right?
Well, exactly. But I think that none of these, I mean, a majority of these people are not household names at all. And I think that they're looking to try to break out. It will be doubtful that perhaps that they do, unless they have the absolute best zinger in the world. But as they're going to get weeded out here real, real fast, especially because the focus is going to be on Biden overall.
Well, not necessarily, because here's where the rubber meets the road. We have this little thing called the Internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you take a look at page views and who's getting the most page views, it's not Joe Biden. It's Mayor Pete. He's number one. Number two, and with the Democrats. Number two is Andrew Yang. Hard to believe. And number three is Kamala Harris. They are the ones, number one, number two, number three. Then comes Biden. Then comes Bernie Sanders. Then comes Elizabeth Warren. That's the latest internet numbers on who's getting the visits to their websites.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Yeah, well, essentially, though, I think that they'll have to, because Biden is who he is, with the name recognition and all this, I think they're going to be directing a lot of their rhetoric towards Joe Biden in some way, shape, or form, believing that mm-hmm. he sort of dropped into all this. But you're right. It's going to be interesting to see whether it's Mayor Pete or even Kamala Harris, who I think got off to a very shaky, sputtering-type start, and she has been trying to retool her campaign as well. So these debates are make it or break it, not only for the very unknowns, but also for those who have a little bit of recognition but can't seem to actually get the traction necessary to really sort of launch into a real meaningful campaign.
Kamala Harris is a very mean person, and I guess that relationship she had for over 10 years with, what's-his-face out there, Willie Brown, the Speaker of the Assembly, I guess that didn't fare well with her with the way it ended. But anyway, with over 20 Democrats announcing their 2020 presidential bids, the campaign kind of reflects the chaos of a NASCAR race where they're going door-to-door, bumper-to-bumper, and everybody's wrecking, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, right.
And already there's one defining separation in the pack. Well, Democrats steer hard left with Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, or Kamala Harris, or will they stay center-left with Joe Biden? Now, this dangerous myth that's out there that Democrats believe is that anyone can beat Donald Trump is absolutely wrong. And the polls show only Biden with a significant lead. However, I challenge that. And for many Democrats, however, including young voters, Biden is old school and too moderate, and they don't even know him, some of them. They want their vote to count on some big progressive, even socialist idea, because that's what they've been programmed to do. So, the Democrats' dilemma is pretty simple, Kyle. The principle or the politics? Do they want to win the presidency, where Biden is their best bet, or seek to change the country but lose? They have a year to learn the answer.
Right, well, but with people like AOC and others on this very, very far left, and the socialist wing, as it were, they want what they want, and they want it now. And they will continue to make a lot of waves. They will criticize, and they will absolutely cause a rift in the Democrat Party. And of course, most of the news media are not going to really go there for that kind of coverage, because they also want to propagate the idea in many cases that Trump is just, and it's going to be inevitable that he's going to lose. But I would challenge that. I don't think that that's the inevitability at all. And the Democrats know it, and that's why we keep hearing about impeachment.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what else to do.
They haven't got any other subject to talk about.
Right. Exactly. And if they can continue to draw it out and make it look like something still went wrong, even with the Mueller report saying, you know, there was no collusion, no obstruction, this kind of thing, they've got to continue to try to make that narrative go. And they want to stretch it out. They've got to stretch it out past Christmas. They've got to stretch it out into the beginning of next year and into the Democrat convention and try to get momentum out of that.
Well, it's not going to work. I mean, they can try it all they want. The more they try it, the lower the numbers go and the higher. And by the way, Donald Trump's numbers are not going down. Sorry.
No, they're not. And even when we look at ratings of a certain cable channel that has the initial CNN, I think we see, too, that people are just giving up on this kind of narrative.
Okie doke. Got to run. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. KyleWarrenShow.com, the website. KyleWarrenShow.com, the website. We're coming back with our first Truckers Highway and Bible report. Some weather down there in Texas.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked-out
That's Leland Martin, working class, and he's working somewhere tonight out there with a big old double drop RGN extended that he's dragging there with a triaxle on the back end and all that good stuff to go along with it. Okay, this portion of the program brought to you by your friends at your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. It's a whole lot different these days. Stop by and see what they're all about. By the way, now, we do have some severe weather tonight, and I've been watching it because Catwoman and Road Dog sent me a picture early on. It was about sunset, I think, when they showed me a big bolt of lightning, and off to the distance was a big old funnel cloud, which is a tornado, and it was somewhere along the interstate where they were traveling. Now, I haven't heard from them since. I hope they're okay. They should be anyway, because I told them to be safe, and they know enough to take cover if they have to. But the threat for severe thunderstorms will continue Monday and Tuesday from the central and southern plains all the way into the Midwest, the Ohio Valley, and the Middle Atlantic region. Now, some of these storms could contain damaging, straight-line winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes. Now, heavy rainfall could also lead to flash flooding of low-lying areas. Right now, tonight, along I-10 and along the outer far west end of I-20, you've got a severe thunderstorm warning all the way to San Antonio, all the way across almost to Houston, Texas, certainly Galveston Island, and on down towards the Mexican border, spotty, if you will, the further south you go. But they've got thunderstorm warnings, severe thunderstorm warnings. They've got a couple of tornado watches. Right now, there is some flash flood watches and warnings. Depending on where you're at, you're going to run into it going across I-10. There's no way out of it. Once you get to southwest Louisiana and you continue over into Texas, the further west you go, the more you're going to be in it. So San Antonio, you folks listening to us on 930 The Answer in San Antonio tonight, do keep your ears and eyes wide open and leave that weather radio turned on, whatever it is you're doing, because you might get some really bad weather when you least expect it. Other than that, looking good out to California IA on Interstate 10, Interstate 8. Of course, the heat's out there in the desert. Well, don't need to tell you that. You probably already figured that one out. Going up on I-40, coming across from east to west, you'll have a little bit of rain in Oklahoma, maybe some showers along the way in Arkansas. You're looking good going across New Mexico, going across Arizona, and going across over into California, over to Barstow. Everything's looking fine. Again, high desert in California, you'll have some heat. Moving up a little bit, I-64 going into St. Louis, not looking too bad there. Between I-64 and I-70, you're going to have the southern end. It's the southern third of Indiana where you've got some flash flood watches and warnings up with some heavy rain and some severe thunderstorm watches right now. Also in the southwestern corner of Ohio right now, you've also got some rain across I-80 and I-90, and it looks like I-76, the very beginnings of the turnpike there, I-76 in Ohio, going east over towards the Pennsylvania line. And there'll be some scattered showers in the central part of Indianapolis, right around the Indianapolis area. Lafayette, Indiana, Dana, man, looks like you're getting rain tonight. And unsettled weather conditions with some wind watches and warnings over there in the eastern part, northeastern part of the United States, New Jersey, Long Island, New York City, eastern Pennsylvania, and the northern part of Delaware right now. You might have some surf advisories and whatnot. Now, out west from southern Oregon through northern California to about San Francisco, you've got another system that's coming in from the Pacific Ocean. Unknown as to what it's going to do right now, but I would say from Medford, Oregon, down to north of San Francisco, around Napa, you could be seeing some rain probably by Monday night, by the looks of this, because of all the storms that seem to be out there in the Pacific associated with this. So be advised of that. Now, let's go up north on I-80 and into western Nebraska. You're going to have some rain there. It looks like there's some rain around Grand Island, maybe even North Platte for that matter. And it's going to be raining tonight for a little while there. A little bit of rain in Colorado, predominantly in the mountain areas, and then down south, I-25 coming in from New Mexico, and a little rain mixed in around Salt Lake City to the east in the mountains and to the north in the mountains. So that's what we got. Now, keep in mind, our Truckers Highway Imbiber Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Now, Pilot and Flying J is not your average truck stop anymore that your dad talked about years ago when he was on the road. They've got some really good food in some of these spots here, because listen to this. Pilots and Flying J's main restaurants include an Arby's, or a Chester's Chicken, or a Dairy Queen, or a Denny's, or a McDonald's, or a Pizza Hut, or a Subway, or a Taco Bell, or a Wendy's, or a Huddle House, or even Moe's Southwest Grill, or even a Dunkin' Donuts shop. Now, this is pretty good stuff. Because compared to what they had years ago in some of these places, you don't need to necessarily worry about what you're going to get. You know what you're going to get is going to be pretty doggone good. Also, don't forget about all the amenities they have to offer, too. Parking in the big ones. They got lots of parking. The big Flying J's. Catskills, the TransFlow Express travel documents when you need a permit for being oversized or overweight or overheight or whatever. They've got trip packs so you can get your loads in real quick, get paid on time, which is real important in the trucking business. They've also got truck washes in the larger truck stops, or they've got a truck wash close by, like a Blue Beacon or whatnot. And also, audiobook rentals for those of you that want to rent books and read them out on the road, listen to them out on the road. They are audiobooks. Pay phones, high-speed internet, kiosks, ATMs, important to get the cash you need. Also, Western Union, check cashing. You got your company checks. You want to get them cashed? Guess what? They'll cash them for you. Public laundries, showers, game rooms, wireless internet, as well as lounges with big screen televisions for professional drivers. They're not your average truck stop anymore. Truck stops have taken on a new meaning. And even the campers, the people in the Good Sam clubs and whatnot, they're stopping at these places now because they understand that they've got everything they need right there. And the ones that have the service, because some of these have service, the oil specials they have, the oil change specials and whatnot, it's all good. It's all good. So check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. You wind up with a free cup of coffee. Now, don't forget Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming in right after the top of the hour, and she's going to have some interesting messages. She's going to have an interesting message for us, I do know. And also, don't forget our new sponsor, Relief Factor. Very easy to find out, because all you got to do is go to relieffactor.com/the captain, and you're there. relieffactor.com/the captain, and you're there. Or go to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a great big logo link right there, top center of the page. Find out all about it. They got a little short video where you can see what they have to offer. And I am a customer. I am one of their customers. Believe me when I tell you, arthritis is my worst enemy, and they've really helped me out. I'm serious about this, folks. They've really helped me out, and hopefully they can help you, too. All right, coming right back with more. Kathy's going to give you the phone number. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.